Hey everybody, it's Kenya, and this is the Thank You for Saying No podcast, where we find meaning in life's unexpected turns.
Hey everybody, we're back with another solo episode. Today I'm going to read a submission from the Thank You for Saying No community. For those new, in addition to our long-form interviews and our short-form rejection reflections, we started a segment where we read submissions from the listeners about a particular thank you for saying no moment that they've had, and that's what we're going to do today. If you feel inspired and you want to submit your own thank you for saying no moment, the form for the submissions is in the show notes. So let's just get right into it. Today's submission is anonymous, and they said, I was in a rut about where I wanted my life to go post-graduation. I wanted to travel and do jobs I wouldn't get the opportunity to do once I started my career. But at the same time, I was anxious about starting my career and progressing right after college. I got reached out on LinkedIn about an entry-level sales job. I had never done sales and thought it would be a good opportunity. I went through the whole interview process, meeting with different people on the team. While I was on vacation, I found out I did not get the job. I felt a sense of relief because I wasn't sure if it was what I wanted to do and if I took the opportunity to interview because it was right in front of me. Not even a week later, my old coworker reached out to me about a director role in the senior living industry. This is the industry that I have worked in my whole life and what I wanted to pursue a career in. The thought of traveling and trying other job avenues appeared to be unrealistic when I had this opportunity right in front of me. So I went through the whole interview process and I got the job. Not only did I get the job, but after we discussed pay and agreed on a number, the next day he called me to increase my pay because he wanted to make a long-term investment in me. I feel so beyond grateful for this opportunity. This was such a profound thank you for saying no moment for me. All this time after college, I was looking in the direction of having fun and trying different avenues of travel and potentially sales. I was stressed and unhappy not doing what was filling my cup, when this whole time I needed to pivot my head to look in another direction. Sometimes when you're looking so far one direction, you make the mistake of not turning your head the other way. When one door closes, it is always meant to be for you to turn around and explore the doors that are open. I was trying to go against the grain of what was meant for me, but when I took the opportunity of what felt right, all the cards started falling in place. In life, you have to try things to see if you like it or not. It never hurts to try. I'm glad I didn't get that job in sales because when I got the opportunity in senior living, it felt just that much better. I would not have appreciated the opportunity as much if I did not get that initial no from the sales job. I'm so grateful and obviously am nervous for this new role, but have confidence in myself that by me trying, I will do. What the sales team didn't see in me, my new boss saw in me, plus a long-term investment. Take every no as a future yes. A no can be exciting because that means that your desired yes is just around the corner. Thank you for saying no, sales. I wouldn't have enjoyed being at work at 7:30 a.m. anyways. Oh my God. Love you, Kenya. Well, firstly, I love you too. Thank you for your wisdom. It is so spot on for the podcast. Post-grad life can be weird. When I graduated from my undergrad studies, I drove around SF playing Drake's Thank Me Later album. I ended up at the Palace of Fine Arts, which is one of my favorite places in San Francisco. And apparently all the grads had the same idea because everyone was there taking pics in their cap and gowns. We were all even taking pictures with each other, even if we didn't know each other. It was just really funny. And my family came up for the graduation. My boyfriend at the time too, he was there. Everyone was like cheering in the stands and waving on graduation day. It was all just so exciting. But I also remember amongst all this excitement of finally finishing school, there was another feeling. It was a mix of freedom and also this confining feeling at the same time. It was a mix of the world is my oyster, but also whatever's next might be what I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life. I'm like, is this it? Sometimes the universe takes us on an unexpected journey to help us learn what really aligns for us. I knew from a young age that I wanted to work in the environmental field. When I was in high school, I took this environmental class, and it gave me this feeling that this is the field I want to work in. However, when I graduated college, I worked in immigration law for 2 years. And while I was grateful for the opportunity, I knew that this was not the field I wanted to work in. But my time at that firm helped solidify that the environmental field is really the field I want to be in. It sounds like that's what happened for you. The sales opportunity taught you what that unalignment feeling feels like. And getting the offer in the senior living industry taught you what that alignment feeling feels like. And now you can use that as a compass as you navigate life. And the truth is, that confinement feeling I was describing earlier is just a feeling. We can change course whenever we want. Thank you so much for submitting. It seriously means so much to connect with the Thank You for Saying No community. You have no idea. You guys, we want to hear from everyone in the Thank You for Saying No community. You can submit your own Thank You for Saying No moment or story and how it impacted your life in a great way. And then we'll read it on the podcast. The link for the submission is in the show notes. You can respond anonymously, of course, but if you leave your name and social media, we'll give you a little shout out when we read your submission. And all submissions will be part of a drawing to win some exclusive Thank You for Saying No merch. So if you felt moved by the podcast to look at your own life through the Thank You for Saying No lens, submit a story. And lastly, please subscribe on YouTube. Please do it. Follow us on Instagram at Thank You for Saying No. Leave us a review or comment. Give the show a rating wherever you are streaming this episode. It really helps. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back next week at the same time. Follow and subscribe to the Thank You for Saying No podcast, and you'll get every episode as soon as it's released.